The wife of North Carolina Senator John Edwards toured a facility on the UW-Madison campus where stem cell research is done. At the Weissman Center, Elizabeth Edwards peered through a microscope and listened as scientists explain how they're trying to grow healthy brain tissue from stem cells.
See a round sphere?
Yes.
And inside that sphere are about 100,000 individual stem cells. And those stem cells will grow in the culture dish.
Democrats have criticized President Bush's decision to limit federal funding of stem cell research. Elizabeth Edwards says legitimate science under the current administration is sometimes being stifled by ideology. She said if Democrats win in November, researchers can expect more federal money to grow additional stem cell lines than are now permitted.
Further delay, I think, is almost immoral. I know in the politics of it, there's a lot of debate about how close the answers are on some of these things. On some of them, I understand we have reason to be really hopeful, juvenile diabetes being an example.
During her campus tour, Edwards wore a lapel pin with the words Carrie 2004, but she said her trip to the campus where stem cells were discovered was not a campaign stop. Rather, the spouse of vice presidential candidate John Edwards said it was an effort to learn more about an issue which she's cared about for some time. Edwards also talked about health issues in Racine and Eau Claire. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.